131873. Now, we've just been joined by 400 Rockhampton on the Grant Network. Showers and storms 31, Maryborough showers and storms 27. It's pretty much the same for all of Queensland, whether you're in North Queensland listening to us or down on the Gold Coast. Gympie showers, possible storm 27. Toowoomba the same, showers and storms 25. The man that knows all about it is my old mate from Channel 9 in Brisbane, Gary Youngbury's on the line. G'day, Gaz.
Oh, good morning, Ray. Look, I've just had a bit of a surf trip the last few days down on Foster Tuncurry, great part of the world, the mid-north coast, but I've made the drive all the way back into Queensland because a weather event's about to unfold.
So. Mate, I've just had a look at a radar image of where the cyclone is in the Gulf about to cross back onto land. And if it, I don't know which way it's going to track, but if it goes towards the coast, it's going to either hit Townsville or Cairns or both by the look of it.
Yeah, look, you're right. It is in the Gulf at the moment, and it's expected to deepen even further today to a Category 4. So what it means is wind gusts are already around that 200k plus in the eye of the storm. So very nasty, severe tropical cyclone. And you're right, it will cross east across the far sort of northern Queensland, but then it looks like it might track down towards the coast. Keeping in mind, it does weaken when it reaches land, but what we're likely to see is, you know, incredible amounts of rainfall. I mean, certainly places like Sydney and further south in Victoria are not used to the amount that we get in 24 hours. You're looking at like 300 millimetres plus in a 24-hour period.
That heavy. Now, most importantly, I've got all those regional listeners in inland Queensland, the Isa and places leading down to Toowoomba. Are they going to cop the edge of it or some of it?
Yeah, well, even some right down even further southern, west of the ranges down to Toowoomba and the Granite Belt down that far south, it's likely to get more than southeast Queensland. What it is a trough that extends from that. And it's actually a low down further south through Victoria at the moment. It's sort of like a mid-latitude sort of cyclone, you could say. And it's the combination of these two systems that's tapping into all that moisture in the north, and it's going to drag it down through central Queensland. There's already been a few decent falls, and there's quite a bit more to come.
All right, mate. Well, we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll hear from you on Channel 9 for our Queensland listeners over the course of the weekend. And thanks for coming back early from annual leave to report on what's happening in your state.
Oh, for you, Ray, anytime, mate.
Good on you, Gaz. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Gary.
See you, mate.
Gary Youngbury, the 9 News Queensland weather presenter. So he's on leave and he's come back because of the cyclone.